Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Once again, here's Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about managing losses by loving bigger. And believe it or not, it is possible to let go of times that we feel hurt and we feel like we've lost something by anting up again and loving bigger and really going after life and living full out. That is what this show is about. Now, we want to make sure that you are supported throughout today's show. So reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. If you need resources on today's topic or just want to reach out with what you're going through. Also, make sure that you stay with us in our next segment. We're going to be joined by Jillian Johnson, who's going to talk about the loss of her son, Landon, and how she had to love herself before she could love bigger to have two little girls and find love again. And it's just such a great story and so honest. So stay tuned for that. Also, if you want to hear today's show again, make sure to go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are right there for you. Just pick the one that is, you know, resonating with what you're going through. Now, I hear from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're going to go ahead and check in with them. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How can I help you?
I'm kind of struggling with prioritizing the specific experiences that I'm trying to have, and I was wondering if you had any advice on kind of how to go about that.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat. What are the experiences that you want to have? What are some, let's say, your top three?
Kind of to put them into categories, I guess, it would be kind of social experiences, you know, involving friends, family, relationships, also school and work, where to prioritize having those experiences, how much work and how many hours I'm putting in towards that.
Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing about prioritizing. You want to think about time, people, and money. Okay. It is about leveraging in a positive way life, not the time, the people, and the money leveraging, but leveraging life. So you want to look at time-wise, you know, what are some things that might need to happen sooner in that priority order? You know, for me, I'm actually legally blind, and I'm so glad that timing-wise, I jumped right into going to college. Because as my vision got worse, I can only imagine how much harder it would have been to read textbooks or study or do exams. If I think of a different scenario and I think about, you know, the times I've gone through infertility and, you know, having a family, I kind of waited too long. Maybe should have prioritized that one a little bit earlier. So you have to look at what are those life goals that you want to have, because some things are in your control and some are not. So if you have one dream, like for sure, if everything else kind of gets a little swirly and whirly and goes different directions, what is one thing about yourself that you know, just knowing yourself best? I'm a person who wants to what?
I want to be successful.
Okay. Now, what is success to you? Is success defined by what you do for a living, or is success defined by your relationships?
For me, I've always kind of just defined it as how hard I'm working and how pleased I am with my own production and efficiency.
Okay. But would you lean more towards career or relationships? In terms of,
well,
like, your pecking order.
I'd lean more to career, but I'd want to say relationships. But if I'm being honest, I'd say career.
Okay. Now, it's good to be honest, because right now, when you're talking about prioritizing, you have to be honest, right? And it doesn't mean that your relationships get kicked to the back, you know, the back corner or anything. See, people have to leverage ways that they communicate, the ways that they stay connected. I talk to a lot of friends on the phone. I don't have to see them all and sit with them and go to dinner with them and go to lunch with them and spend a whole day with them. But we have, everybody knows to call Nancy on Sundays. That is my day. I spend a lot of my Sunday talking to friends and family. But I nurture those relationships, but it doesn't take away from all the career things and other life commitments I have during the week. But it's about managing time. And also, you want to look at the fact that if career is slightly before relationships, you got to look at what time, what money, what people is it going to take to get you to your career goals. So time-wise, is it so much time in school? Is it so much time kind of working a few kind of entry-level jobs to be able to get promoted and further promoted or even start your own business? What does that time look like? What people, meaning what mentors, what partners, what professional specialists may be required to help you achieve that? What money, meaning again, could be education, could be, you know, purchasing, you know, tech or, you know, service or products. You know, you have to think about the time, people, and money to make that come true. Now, right behind that, right behind your career is relationships, right? Same philosophy, time, people, money. So how can you nurture your relationships but find a balance of time? So I illustrated how I do that in my life. Then you got to look at people. You know, you have to look at, are you trying to be friends with everybody? Or are you trying to really stay in touch with a core group on a weekly basis? Because there are people, I have layers of friends that I talk to, you know, like I talk to my mom every day, right? I talk to my sister every other day. I talk to certain friends every Sunday. But there are some people that I talk to maybe once a month. And then there's those I check in once a year, right? So you have to think again of the people, kind of putting them in layers of prioritizing that. And then it also is money, because money doesn't grow on trees. And depending on what you want to do for your career, let's say it's, again, investing in education or starting a business, that is going to take money. So sometimes when you're trying to nurture relationships, you know, going out to dinner, going on extravagant trips, although those are good memory makers, they may not give you the funds you need for that career goal. Do you see where I'm going with all that?
Yeah.
So I think if you apply the time, money, people to everything and really look at, again, what amount of time is it going to take to make this dream or goal come true? What people might I need to have that come true? And then what financials are required? And that's true for everything. That's true for working out, time, people, money, right? How much time do I need to go to the gym or work out to hit my fitness goals? What people do I need? A trainer? Would I prefer to work out alone? Do I need an accountability partner? Do I need a weigh-in partner? Or at the end, money. You know, do I need to invest in a personal trainer, invest in a gym, invest in, you know, creating a home gym? And all of that wraps up into you creating the vision for your life that you want. So I create, like, my condo where I live has everything I need. When I want to work out, it's there. When I need entertainment, it's there. You know, it doesn't mean I don't go out and do other fun things in the world. But, you know, I've learned in time that I need to have everything right where I need it quickly for me.
Right.
So is your pecking order still the same order?
My pecking order?
Mm-hmm. Career first, relationship second.
Yeah, but that the way you've split it up into those three categories makes a lot of sense in terms of trying to not just prioritize, but kind of efficiently get everything to run smoother.
See? So now the order...
Very, very smart.
Yep. So now the order is not these big life buckets. The order is breaking down, taking the goal and breaking it down, time, people, money. And you can do that, and you can have a big vision board at home where you put all this, and check things off. You know, that's one way to do it, or journal about it. And, you know, but I really actually am so glad that you called in. It was a really important question because I firmly believe, like I said earlier on in sharing my own experiences, you never know when you're going to go blind. You never know when you can't have kids. You never know when, you never know when, you never want to know when, right? So the best that you can do is just consider all of your life goals and then plan it out. Can you do that?
I can do that.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Are you excited? I mean, I know it seems like a lot of work, but hopefully this gave you some freedom, some clarity.
Well, you know, for me, Nancy, and I appreciate you answering my phone and talking to me a lot. For me, it's not that I lack the ability to implement certain ideas. It's that I lack the resources to get those certain ideas. And today on the phone, you've given me some things to think about and some things to implement in my life, and I'm for sure going to do it. And I appreciate that a lot.
Well, thank you for that. And we believe in you very much. So thank you for calling in. And for everybody, we are going to be coming right back. Now, today it is about managing losses so that you can love bigger. And that's going to be different for everyone. So stay tuned. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about managing losses by loving bigger. And we have brought you an inspirational guest today, Jillian Johnson, who really demonstrates that really great. I mean, she's so honest and giving and really just living her truth every day. And you'll know what I mean by that as we unfold her story. So I'd very much like to welcome Jillian to the show.
Thanks for having me, Nancy. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. And, you know, Jillian, one of the things I really want to touch on, first of all, is because, yes, you grew up with your parents, you know, initially, and your sister, but then your parents separated, and so did mine, so I know what that's like. But your dad was a good dad, and he went on and eventually got married again. But your mom really needed some more parenting classes. She really kind of poked you quite a bit and caused a lot of early triggers in your life, especially due to your weight. What did she used to say to you about your weight?
It wasn't even always necessarily things that were said. It could even be something as much as how I was looked at. You know, everything really revolved around the vanity and how a person looked. So it was a pretty heavy burden carried at a very young age.
Well, and so much so that as you went along, you did meet Jared early on, and he, you know, was your boyfriend, and then you guys kind of were on and off again quite a bit throughout the years. But, you know, you got to a point in your 20s where your mom just kind of put down the gauntlet. What did she say to you?
She basically made it clear that no man was ever going to love me like he did, and that I needed to make sure that I didn't let him get away.
And so what did Jillian do?
Jillian took the steps to propose to him instead of, you know, waiting to see if that's where it was supposed to go. You know, kind of forced it along.
Now, in some ways, I admire that because I'm all about woman power, right? And you were not going to wait around, but it was by the nudge of your mom. When you got married to Jared, did you feel like this was the right decision? Or in the back of your mind, do you wish that you had waited?
I knew. And, you know, there was even somebody in the family who I think was very aware that it wasn't what I wanted. I mean, he's a great man. He's an excellent father. But I think I did such a good job putting on a show and making everybody think that I was happy, and it was what I wanted most, almost just about everybody let it be. But there was somebody who kind of poked around and was like, hey, you know, wedding's 2 weeks away. You don't have to do this if you don't want to. But I had convinced myself that it was what I wanted. And so we went through with it.
Well, and you had all those, again, words from your mom, but also other life pressures, and had a bit of an eating disorder growing up, kind of binging. And you wanted to lose that weight and you wanted to be healthier. And before you started having any kids, what did you decide to do?
Actually, right before my first pregnancy, I had the lap band. And I was successful with it up until a point. You know, after Landon passed away, I learned how to defeat it. But, you know, it did feel like it was something out of desperation. I did want to be healthy, but also, you know, that little voice telling me how I looked was super important. And that was initially the cause.
What did you weigh originally before you had the surgery and then after?
I was at 340, and the lowest I got down to was about 170.
170?
Overall, after my second surgery, it was 170. I'd lost about 80 pounds with the lap band.
Well, I bet you felt healthier and could move easier and, you know, just sleep even better. Now, you did end up getting married to Jared. You did end up, you know, having Landon. You had you got pregnant with Landon, and for all intents purposes, you had a good pregnancy. Everything went well, and, you know, you were even taking baby pictures literally the day you were, you know, having contractions. But when you actually got to the hospital and it was, you know, game day, it was time, something started to not go so well. What was happening?
They had me on my back too long when they were doing the epidural, and they'd lost his heart rate. So as it dropped, unfortunately, the surgeon that was on call, he had no idea how long Landon's heart rate had been down. So he said, we need to do an emergency section. So he said it was unfortunate because I was dilated. You know, it was almost time to push, but he couldn't risk it. So.
Well, and it's good that he trusted that instinct, because, you know, it's you know, there's a lot of elements there, right? And Landon did come into the world, and he was healthy, but he seemed to cry more than other babies. But you were a new mom, so you didn't know any different. And when you brought him home after leaving the hospital, did he still cry abundantly?
He cried quite a bit for, you know, I don't even know honestly how long it was. It's kind of a blur sometimes still, but he did cry for a little bit, and then he fell asleep and, you know, tried putting him on the breast, and he did get pretty quiet again. And then later in the evening, he started crying a lot again.
And what was the answer of the hospital? You know, I got this baby, he's crying. What did they just keep saying, breastfeed him, you know, that will calm him down?
Yep, just keep him on the breast. He's hungry. Just keep him on the breast.
Mm-hmm. And then did you feel like that was going well, like he was latching on and it seemed normal?
I mean, everything I was taught, yeah, sure, it was normal. You know,
they
teach you all these terms, and they kept saying when we were in the hospital, he's got a beautiful latch, you know, nothing to be concerned about. Your milk will come in, and, you know, the colostrum that he's getting is enough. But he was still very inconsolable.
Hmm. And then there was, you know, a time when you went to go check on him and his hands were kind of up above his head, and you picked him up, and what did you feel?
It took a second for me to realize, because I also saw his color, and he was wearing a green onesie to bed, so I couldn't tell if it was his skin tone that was actually that color or if it was a reflection off of what he was wearing. But the actual lack of movement is what, you know, finally made it set in that he wasn't breathing.
He wasn't breathing. And, you know, I know this is actually really hard, and I really want, you know, all of us to keep, you know, Landon in our minds today, because here you were, you'd only been home from the hospital how long?
So it was less than 12 hours.
Less than 12 hours. So Jillian, we have to go to a break, but I wanted to come back after the break and just kind of talk about what happens, you know, literally the hours and days after. So stay with us. And everybody, today we are keeping Landon in our memory for sure. And also we want to make sure that you consider managing losses in your life. But remember to love big, because that does mean that you will be able to live full out. Stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. In the gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The
only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Nancy Soleri, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure.
self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulloutcom. Now, here's Nancy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. Welcome back. We are talking today about managing losses by loving bigger. And we're going to continue our interview today with Jillian Johnson. So I'd like to welcome Jillian back to the show.
Thanks again, Nancy. I'm happy to be here.
And Jillian, I think your story, what you went through, is so important and so really educational for new parents. So I hope everyone's kind of listening in here. I know that night came when you went and you felt, you know, picked up Landon and his body was lifeless. And I mean, I can only imagine screaming, crying, every emotion in the book. I know you were calling 911 and Jared was trying to give him CPR. And the police, when they actually came to your home, they were accusatory towards you. Why was that?
Apparently, it's standard protocol that anytime there's a call in for a child not breathing, that they have to treat it as a homicide, which I understand. There's some pretty awful people out there. But, man, that was honestly just as hard as finding him not breathing, because, you know, to be accused of hurting the most important thing in the world, it broke me.
Yeah. And during that time that the police are talking to you, Landon is already taken off to the hospital. And he was at one hospital, and then they had to take him to another one so he can get the right care. When you saw the hours and then soon the days unfold, you saw his health deteriorate. What finally made you decide to let go?
You know, it's funny, when they finally got his fluids balanced out, he looked perfect, Nancy. Like, he did not look like there was anything wrong aside from little, you know, poke holes here and there for the tests they ran. He was beautiful. And it was really hard to look at him and realize that he had no brain activity. And the final cause of for us to make the decision to let him go was the plates on newborn's head. When they're born, they are not connected. That's something that over time they connect to create the skull. And because part of his brain was dead, the stem was dead, his brain was starting to deteriorate and shrink. So those plates were starting to sink into the top of his head. And to us, that was a clear sign that it was time.
It was time. And once Landon is, you know, taken away and you know, it's really starting to settle in, I would be going through so many emotions, but one of them would be anger, because truly you were told by the hospital, you know, best breastfeed, you know, just stay the course, just, you're doing it fine, but it wasn't fine. Ultimately, what was the result of why he passed?
So he had gone into cardiac arrest due to dehydration. And that led to, because he was without oxygen for so long, that had caused the brain damage. His brainstem had died, which is the most important thing. There were no reflexes of any sort for him.
Now, that also, though, his passing was connected to the fact that he starvation. Did the hospital not believe in bottles at all and that was shunned, or what was the scenario there?
So they are what's called a baby-friendly hospital, and there's a whole protocol they have to go through, and there's parts of it that I highly believe in. I think skin-to-skin is a beautiful thing between a newborn and parents, but they believe heavily only in breastfeeding, and to the point where formula would only be given if a prescription was written. There needed to be something wrong with the mom. Maybe she'd had, you know, a change in breast size or breast cancer, some kind of reason that a breast would not produce milk naturally for them to give the baby formula.
I mean, again, I Landon sounds like such a great kiddo, and I know you celebrate him to this day every year. But during that time, not only had you just lost Landon, but Jared had lost his brother just a little bit time prior, and that was his best friend. And that really put you and Jared into a very stressful partnership. And although you were gifted with two more daughters along the way, during that time, I know you had to have your lap band taken out. And ultimately, you started gaining weight and he started gaining weight and you were just both very disconnected. And you decided to eventually leave that marriage. Why?
I think once I realized, you know, I grew up with major lack of self-love and I had no self-worth and, you know, everything I did revolved around making sure everybody else was taken care of and everybody else was happy with what I was doing, regardless of how that impacted me. Having kiddos, especially little girls, it just changed my perspective on the importance of how I lived life and whether that was making choices to be more healthy or to pursue things that make me, you know, set my soul on fire. I wanted to show them what life was really supposed to be about, and that was living. And I did not feel like I was the best version of myself, and I was not my authentic self in that marriage. And like I said, Jared's an amazing man. He's an amazing dad, but they're just, we didn't get married for the right reasons. I mean, he may have, I didn't, in all fairness. And I just wanted to make sure that my kiddos grew up seeing what, you know, being over the moon in love is, and, you know, doing life together really hard, really good. And I just didn't feel like I was setting that example.
Now, I know having gone through what you did with your mom, you know, that those interactions and how she made you feel, you were actually really nervous to have girls. What responsibility were you feeling? What pressure was that?
You know, I just not having a solid female relationship. I mean, my stepmom and one of my aunts, they were really great about being female role models, but it's not the same, in my opinion, as your mom, the one who's supposed to be there. And I just was very scared of, I didn't ever want to become the kind of mom that she was. I think being a young mom, she did the best she could, but I knew I wanted to be different than that. I wanted to do more and be more for them. And I just wasn't sure I was capable of it because I didn't have that example.
Yeah. Well, I know you really did dig back in. You know, you started to work on yourself. You had another surgery. You lost more weight. And you even decided after some time to get back out there and date again. And I know you're even dating now. But what were you looking for in your next partner?
I want somebody who wants to do life in the biggest way. I need somebody that's driven, somebody that pushes me to continue with my growth and allows me to be the champion in their corner to push them toward their growth. Like, I think there's always room for improvement, whether it's pursuing something we're passionate about or just refining something that we love, or, you know, just slowing down and taking in the small moments. And I just want somebody that, I want a true partner, somebody that I can do anything and everything or nothing with and just be with.
Mm, I like that. And if he has a twin brother, let me know. We can have a twofer, a twofer ceremony. But honestly, I think we have to sometimes speak what we want and then hope that it follows, right? So I think that was really beautifully said. And for all expecting parents, new parents, because we don't want anyone to lose another little beautiful Landon, what advice do you have for expecting parents to look out for?
Really, truly, the main thing is you have to be that baby's advocate or child overall. Like, they can't think for themselves. They can't tell you what's wrong. They really, truly, that's our job as a parent, is to make sure that we step up and take care of them, because they can't do it for themselves. So if something doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right, then you need to speak up and ask lots of questions until you get the answer or the solution that you feel is is suitable for the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important. And you know, being our own advocate or finding advocates is sometimes, you know, obviously not easy. Now, you do celebrate Landon every year, and your daughters, you know, they talk about him and know about him. And again, you're doing your best to turn that new page and feel healthy and find a relationship, someone you can run with. But it is hard, though, because you still have, you know, a trail of expenses that came with what you went through, the passing of Landon and all those medical bills. And how do you manage that loss, just trying to be free from it, but yet with that financial burden, it's kind of still hanging on to you?
I think it's one of those things that you just kind of have to accept it and stay positive and keep moving forward with. You can't let it really hang you up. I mean, I would love to say that the situation has gotten better, but it's definitely impacted everything that's followed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure it impacts ability to, you know, purchase real estate or take a trip or, mm-hmm. And then, you know, one of the things I'm most curious about too, and, you know, we ask this a lot of people when they come on the show. Today we're talking about, you know, managing losses. You've had a lot of losses in your life, but yet you, living bigger is important to you. What does living full out mean to you now that there's this new Jillian in town?
Really just going within, and you have to be willing to say no sometimes. You can't please everyone. And you have to continue with your own self-growth and continue getting to know yourself and falling in love with yourself over and over. So at the end of the day, if something isn't right or you're off track, you can be honest with yourself and make better choices.
Is there something that you do on the daily basis to kind of keep yourself motivated? Like, do you do affirmations? Do you journal?
Some journaling, praying, just really staying in touch with, you know, making sure I stay centered on and focused on where my heart is.
Mm. And that is perfectly said. Sometimes we have to be centered. And I love the way you just said that. So Jillian, thank you so much for being on today's show. I know it's a tricky topic, but we will pray for you, Landon. And hopefully today we opened some eyes and ears, and everybody just, you know, be your best advocate out there, okay? And thank you, Jillian, for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Nancy. I appreciate you guys' time.
You got it. And for everybody today, it is about managing those losses in our life by loving bigger. That's how you live full out. We'll be back.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When it comes to managing losses, you have to honor the grieving process. It is going to hurt. You're going to be disappointed. But when you are able to get through that phase, then on the other side of it, you get to choose to love big. Know that your dreams, your goals, they're all waiting for you. You just have to stay the course. Truly, that is what it means to live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Once again, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about managing losses by loving bigger. Now, here's the thing. There's always going to be losses. So let's just right now just address that, right? We can't get away from it. We all know that. But it's how we land on our feet. It's the choices and the decisions that we make. And when I think about, you know, through my life, you know, going legally blind to retinitis pigmentosa, that wasn't any of my doing. But choosing to go down a path where I accept losing my vision, like I'm not disgruntled, I'm not angry, I'm not sad, I don't play a victim. In fact, when I am nose to nose with my guide dog Frost, and he's got a big nose, a lot of times I just look at him and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But here's the thing, that beautiful goofball who guides me on the streets, I mean, he takes me the curbs, he stops, I give him a treat, I tap my foot, I step down, he steps down. And I mean, he guides me along the beach, you know, in and out of seaweed and different obstacles and, you know, people sunbathing. And it's just amazing to see that that dog is my eyes. So although there is a loss of my eyesight, I choose to love bigger, knowing that if I wasn't legally blind, I wouldn't have Frost in my life. And I also think about times that I've lost in love, right? We've all been there, and I, trust me, I love love. I am a, I watch Hallmark all the time. I am known for listening to the soft rock Love Station on my TV all the time. And so I just surround myself with it. I choose to. But there have been relationships that have come and gone, and it seems like I've really given it my fair shot. My mom said a long time ago, see someone through every season, and I really took that to heart. And the season could be a physical season, of course, winter, summer, all that, but also the season of seeing how they handle conflict, you know, how they handle times where they may be sad or angry. And it's really interesting to see how people handle those situations and whether or not that is a partner you can run with. I remember in one relationship, he was a super big drinker, and I had to go around and kind of continually put beer bottles away. And I was like, well, this is really not the right fit for me. I mean, I like a cocktail and a glass of wine every now and then, but that was a bit extreme. And then I've seen other people that have been a womanizer, you know, although I may not see well, I've actually caught men who have cheated on me. And you're a pretty sloppy cheater if a blind woman catches you. I'm just saying. But I'm always hopeful for love. And so, again, it's kind of one of those things where I consider losses. I do think about them. I don't harbor. I'm not upset. I don't wallow in, oh, I wish it could have been. I set those relationship free. And I also do that by the words that I say. So remember that in life, when you say to someone, I love you, and it's all romantic and happy, and later on down the line, maybe you break up and you don't talk to them. At one point, you still love them. So I can actually truly say for the men that are no longer in my life, I love them. I'm not in love with them, but I loved who they were at the time I was with them. And so you kind of have to reframe how you look at love, how you look at losses. And when you're able to do that, well, then you can make choices. So again, well, not every relationship has worked out. I choose to surround myself around love, and that is, you know, hopefully will play out for me well in the future. Stay tuned. But also, when you think about other losses, maybe you've had financial loss. Maybe you've had a business partner that, you know, treated you wrong. You know, maybe you feel on social media or in the office that you've been picked on and you've lost some of your self-esteem or some of your pride. It is up to you to say, you know what? I am not going to be shackled by this. I'm not going to be weighed down by this. You know, I'm going to take my power back and I'm going to rally. And sometimes, just like our inspirational guest, sometimes that means you have to let go of a relationship, how she let go of her marriage. Sometimes that means that you have to let go of weight. Maybe whatever you've gone through has had you eating a lot or even under eating, and you got to get yourself back to a point of healthy. You know, maybe that means that you've got to get centered again, whether that means renewing your faith or meditation or surrounding yourself with people that lift you up to a higher vibration, to a higher level. And that is actually one thing I really want to make sure that we hone in on today are the people you hang out with. If you hang out with negative people, people that put that glass ceiling right in front of you and limit your ability to grow, then you know what? You're going to limit your ability to grow. But if you surround yourself by supporters and people that strive for more in their own life, well, you know what? You're going to strive for more too. So today is the day to manage or even let go of the losses. The past is in the past, and really love big. So thank you so much for listening today. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We want to make sure you go to livingfullout.com to hear today's show again or check us out on social media. And of course, we're in the App Store. Just look for the Living Full Out Show. As always, here's to all of you living full out. I believe in you every step of the way. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, Visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Here's to you, Living Full Out.